This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, 713-572-4610. Steven, we'll let you lead this thing off. Did yesterday's game at all change your thoughts about a potential run they can make in the playoffs? Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, here's my issue, man. I didn't like the Stroud pick or what's the name from Carolina, little short midgets. Anyway, my issue is that CJ is soft, bro, and I don't know when it comes down to it if he can take the team where he needs to take them. And when you let up points like that with the defense and they had to let up points because you was off the field every 3 or 4 plays, you getting off the field. It's ridiculous. But I will say that CJ has shown some things, but I think it's all in his head. And if he can get out of his head, we might be all right. That's it.
All right, appreciate the call, Steven. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be up and down with CJ every week with – with guys. And if you feel like he's soft, as some people feel like he did there, that you're gonna think a certain way if whenever the performance doesn't go his way. I'm like, for me personally, I think he airmailed some throws. I don't think he's soft. I think he's soft because he also ended the game with a hell of a throw to go for his best player to go get it and put it where it needed to get to put. So soft on the field stuff. To me, I didn't feel like as much as this was a deal of, well, he just wasn't ready for the moment or anything. I think he missed some throws here and there, and I think it's beyond his whatever softness. I'm not surprised, Clint, but this is the biggest concern about this team is they play games like this. This is how they play their games. Like, last week was the anomaly. Like, for them to go and put up 40 and they were able to jump on Arizona pretty early. You go down there and you get a big play for Nico, and then immediately they fumble the kickoff. Like, and that's a team that's about ready to turn it in.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I think the Raiders may have been in that spot. If you, like, after the pick six, I thought, well, here goes the Raiders. They're about to turn this thing in. But they play games tight like this, and anybody can be in the game. Regardless of what you do, the Tennessee Titans can be in the game. The Raiders can be in the game. Depleted teams can be in the game. Generally, they play games like this, and that's what makes you nervous. I've said it for over a month now, Clint. When you play the Texans, despite how dominant their defense can be, you may be in a situation where you just have to make three or four plays throughout the game, and you're right there, or you win the game. And that's what it was yesterday for the Raiders, and they just play games like that to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're when you're built to minimize risk on offense,
yep.
And you know, the emphasis is on running the ball, the emphasis on making the smart decision. It's not about being aggressive and using tempo and stretching the field and getting your best players touches. It's more about the system, and it's more about staying ahead of the chains. And it is going to be a tough brand of offensive football to win with moving forward with this particular cast. Right now, I don't think you have the receivers beyond Nico Collins to constantly create separation and give your quarterback opportunities. I don't know if this is a great fit for C.J. Stroud. Right now, I like Woody Marks, but do you have a running back that you can actually accomplish for 17 weeks what you want to accomplish with this particular offense, trying to establish the run week in, week out? And so I don't know, man. I think there's a lot there. Again, this offense leaves a lot to be desired. Pretty much every week, with the exception of a few. Yep. Sometimes when it's a great game plan and CJ's dealing and we're completing 80% of our passes and things of that nature, it's great. If you get a lesser opponent and you can just torch them, that's great as well. But again, it's when you get bumped up and into a versus a defense that's got a really good game plan. That's doing their damage to take away Nico. Has got some guys up front that can create some chaos and keep you from running the ball consistently, and your quarterback and your play caller have to be the difference makers when you run into some problems.
Yeah. All right, coming up or as we continue, Brent, our guy Brent, here we go. You jump in, Brent. Did yesterday's performance against the Raiders change your thinking on them being able to make a run in the playoffs?
Oh, man, I think the Texans can still do something with the defense they have. They got to step a few things up, and hopefully the injuries don't hurt. But really, I was trying to chime in on these smaller schools in the playoffs.
What you got? Hit me with it. What you got?
All right, man. So, my whole family's from Louisiana. I still believe SEC is the best there is in the country. I know you're Arkansas. I feel that. I myself grew up here. I went to University of Houston, big Cougs fan. Once upon a time, there was only four schools allowed in the playoffs. And College Game Day came to Houston talking about if they win and they keep winning, they might make that four. And, of course, they choked that up and they didn't make it. But whenever it expanded to 12, my thought was, hey, at least these other schools might have a chance at least to get to the dance. But well, I understand with 12, these power conferences and the big schools, yeah, they might put up a better show than some of these other schools. Hey, James Madison, after they gave up that first score, they looked like they were to come down, get another touchdown, and get something, but they didn't, and then it felt like y'all saw it. But
come on, man, you gotta give me your point now. You didn't hijack the segment and just turn it into whatever. You got to give me your point. Let's go.
I'll cut it short. Here it is. Notre Dame, Duke, any of those other teams, they weren't going to win the national championship. The thing went to 12 so that more teams had a chance to at least play in the game. I don't think that those other schools were going to be the national champions. They wouldn't have been in the top four. Why put them in the top 12 if they don't really belong in the championship conversation? That is it.
There we go. All right, my guy Brent, your thoughts?
I don't know that I can go that direction of the other teams, but I'm okay with a formula. Whether it's 12 or 16 or like you mentioned U of H back in the day, when it was four, I'm okay with a smaller school getting in. The problem is we're 2 years into this 12-team playoff, and we've seen an extreme issue with smaller schools both times. And that can't be the bar that we set with those schools. I think one getting in, making sure they play in the first round, they got to go on the road. They got to go on the road and play against a good team, and if they prove they can play, they can play. If not, you go home. I don't have a problem with a skull dragon in the first round of the college football playoffs as much as anybody else.
Yeah. All right, 713-572-4610. Uncle Glenn, jump in with this thing. Did they change your thoughts? Did they change your thoughts about them potentially making a run with that performance against the Raiders yesterday?
Well, before I give my opinion, I would like to welcome Clint, Show, T, you and all y'all's family. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, Unc.
Now, I've said this again, and Clint, you're right. I think the Texans need to beg, borrow, and steal next year in the draft and get a running back in the first round. Instead of getting these broke down backs and fourth round and sixth round picks for backs while they still got Stroud. And I watched the game and I was wondering why Babuli was in there instead of British Books on some of those passing plays. What's his name? Agumu Wale. Y'all want some beef jerky? Why didn't they have British Books in there blocking? And then I'll say this because I know you got other callers. Nick Cayley, brother, you know, there's a man I love by the name of the great George Jones. You know who he is, don't you, Clint?
Possum.
Yeah. No Nick sure. Cayley, I'm going to sing this song and I'm going to get off. I got one more drink, then one more, and then another. And that's what I think old Cayley's doing. I think CJ was probably hitting the sauce. I got to go.
All right, Uncle Glenn.
God, I love that man.
Hey, that would make it feel much better if he had the sauce. if they were on the sauce, that would make it feel much better. But no, man, it was. I think they're just going to be, and I think you made that mention. They're just going to be up and down depending on, you know, how the opponent maybe plays them. And the fear is when they start running into better defenses and better opponents that we may not see as much of the ups at times. And again, like we got a lot to discuss, but a clinic in. Like Nico is great. Nico had 4 catches yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, you were talking about it into last week. What happened to Higgins? What happened to anybody else? Like 4 catches yesterday. Like they can. I'm sorry, they can miss me with all of this. Boy, that Raiders, they're a great team. Boy, hey, you never know what's gonna happen. The any given Sunday cliches. No, man, that team just got dog walked by the Eagles, right? and many other teams ahead of them, right there. You're at home, man. It's set up. You should have beat the hell out of that team, and it didn't. And we've seen that game a lot, Ron. Jump on. Go ahead. Your thoughts about the Texans. Did yesterday's game change your thoughts about them potentially making a run in the playoffs?
No, it didn't really change my opinion. I just think they are who they are. They're that team that's kind of like, you know, they're there. They have their moments. But I believe they should have gotten rid of Nick Cayley about 6 games ago. To be totally honest with you, I think that his play calling is suspect at best. I think he doesn't have an idea for when they bring the pressure. We have no quick game. They're not using Jalen Noel. Got Christian Kirk out there just, I don't know what he's doing. They need to see what they got in Jalen Noel and just sit Kirk for a while. And then the running back situation.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Should have brought British Brooks in for a little bit. I just don't know what the thinking is. I'm still positive, but I just don't know what the thinking is.
Appreciate the call, man. When it does get stale and look bad, it can look really bad. Like when they struggle.
Well, this is
offensively.
It's an adjustment issue, guys. When you go into a game, regardless of how good the defense is or isn't, when you go into the game and, you know, your game plan is spot on, right? Everything you thought was going to happen happens, and you're getting the looks you thought you were going to get, and so the quarterback is dialed in, the wide receivers are dialed in, the O-line is communicating well, they're dialed in because you've been working on everything that you've seen all week long in practice is exactly how this thing is unfolding, right? Those games, the Texans are going to be damn near impossible to beat. The truth of the matter is when you change your game plan the way the Texans do every damn week, you're not going to consistently be right and be nails and have a great game plan every single week. You're not going to do that no matter what you do, but you're not going to have a great game plan, right? And the problem is when you bump up against a team, it's like, all right, boy, this is messy. This is muddy. This is not what we expected. What are we going to do? That's when you have the long lulls. It's the adjustments, whether it's the pressure, a bunch of guys at the line of scrimmage, and we don't know exactly how we're going to pick it up. We don't know who's coming, who's not coming, because we don't have any mechanisms in the offense. We don't even have the little, you know how every team in America right now takes the running back next to the quarterback and he motions out like 5 yards directly to his right or left, right? That triggers the defense. Now, if you got him man, you can't be in the A gap. You got to get your ass out and go get. So it triggers the defense and gives the quarterback an indicator of what's going on. We don't even use those things. Like, we don't have the very basic, like the trendy things to do in the NFL. We don't use those things. And so this is an adjustment issue with the Texans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.